This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report, Politicizing Businesses, Another Hong Kong Lesson. At 6 in the morning, I found myself opening the gate to our offices on St. Cloud recently. The night before, my computer had somehow begun separating the keyboard from the screen, making it unstable. I had a small Asus emergency backup in my office, so there I was. Leaving 5 minutes later, I was surprised to see Ben, a local political activist living in the neighborhood, putting out the Fairgrounds coffee outside and opening the gate. I laughed and told him the barista wasn't here yet. He told me he often stopped by early on his way to check his post office box 15 minutes away and helped out. I thanked him for his support, and he replied by telling me a story that confounded him. He was on the board of a small local nonprofit, and he'd been trying to get them to meet in our common space, but amazingly, he'd been unsuccessful because they continued meeting in the Starbucks one block away instead, because the director said he liked it. Ben couldn't get over how anti-political his stance was and got on his bike, still shaking his head as I thanked him. What's my point? Why can't we make Ben and me happy and be more like Hong Kong? There, as virtually everyone must know, protesters in Hong Kong have been at it for months as they challenge the central government for continued autonomy and democratic rights in the city. Against repression and long odds, the protesters have been innovators in designing actions and tactics to advance their campaign and protect their people while continuing to apply pressure. In this polarization within the city, they have now brilliantly refused to allow the business structure, both large and small, to pretend to be above or neutral about the dispute. For a while, their weekend protests have targeted big companies and malls that have sided with the central government, and the uproar itself has radically decreased tourism, going to the bottom lines of many enterprises. Now they've gone a step farther in their targeting of businesses by creating apps for that and weaponizing social media even more. Using apps and social media, as reported in the Wall Street Journal, of course, shoppers and diners can identify businesses by color, yellow or blue, to determine whether or not they're with or against them, and then spend money accordingly. Not surprisingly, Starbucks has been one of their targets. Using WhatsApp, WhatsApp, cute, huh? Not WhatsApp, but WhatsApp, they eat and drink where a business is marked yellow. A Facebook group with over 100,000 members plays a role in this as well. A 37,000 followers Instagram group does the same. Why don't we have a WhatsApp or a where it's at or something that helps us in our countries and cities identify who's with us and who's against us so that we can give our money stronger legs to take extra steps to support those who support us? We need an app for that here and everywhere else. Ben and I are calling for help. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.